This is the Tri-City TipsNet for September 16th, 2020.
Calling the Tri-City TipsNet, calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave and I'm located in the town of Preston. I will be your net control this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All properly licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. And those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. And that is held each Wednesday evening, starting at local, 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide information on operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice regarding amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins. When we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list of comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question or a comment for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. First, the open round with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest of amateur radio operators. Third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to seek, swap, or sell amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking in, please say, "This is," and then release the mic button exactly like this. And listen to ensure no one else has called to check in at the same time that you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name, location, and mention if you have a comment or a question. I'll begin to take check-ins now. This is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Good evening. Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. I can't think of any burning questions just yet.
Here is Whiskey 1, Romeo Papa Queen, Bob in Oakdale. Good evening. No questions yet.
Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim, City of Groton. No questions yet. Kilo 1, Juliet Mike November, Jerry, no questions yet.
All right, I'd say that's a pretty good call-up for me. Usually I think people avoid me, but I'm disappointed that Kevin didn't have a question, but so far we'll acknowledge the check-ins of K6PDG, W1RPQ, NK1V. Steve, you're a little rough copy, but I can understand what you're saying. K0JEB, KC1TWR, and K1JMN, are there any further check-ins before I get to our question?
Here is Whiskey 1, Foxtrot, Juliet, Whiskey, Chuck, in Groton. No questions.
Welcome to Chuck, W1FJW. At this time, let's jump right to the questionnaire of K0JEB. Josh, go ahead with your question. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet.
K1DCT, K0JB. All right, so here it is. My question is not technical, sort of speak. I just wanted to ask the group here tonight if, and this is for everyone, is there anything, any particular part of the amateur radio hobby that you have not had a chance to dabble into that you have interest in but just have not had time to do it? And if so, what is it? It's K0JB, back to net.
Alright, very good. Josh, what part of the hobby have we wanted to but not dabbled in yet? But, there's so many facets to this hobby that it's hard to say. But let's get some opinions, because everyone has one. And if anyone has one, certainly Kevin does. So let's go to the top of the list, K6PDG. Any parts of the amateur radio hobby you have not poked at yet, Kevin? K6PDG, K1DCT.
Well, thank you, Dave. Good evening to the net. Well, that's not as easy a question as it might sound like. There's probably a number of them. I'm just thinking of which one or two I might want to bring forth. Good evening to everybody, by the way. I've done a little bit. I've probably made two or three satellite contacts in my ham radio life. I've never done Earth, Moon, Earth. So maybe I'd like to do a little more space stuff. One thing that I've always promised myself I would get into eventually and try is packet radio. So maybe that's the one I'll bring forth here. And as a sightless ham, yes, there are ways for me to do packet. The technology's there, so that's not too big an issue. It just would be something else to learn. Plus, at least, usually, I have not had a computer in my ham shack. The ham shack's been separate from where the computer lives, and that is the case right now in my current living arrangement. But maybe when I change that, maybe I'll get closer to getting into packet radio. I just think that some little... Exploring the digital aspects of amateur radio, other than voice or CW, would be something of interest. So I'll leave it at that. KA6PDG, back to net.
All I'm all very good, Kevin. Yeah, I think we all have some space in the hobby that we have not poked at. And I can say I have dabbled in packet, both VHF and HF. I've since I got tired of coming home and finding one more blinking light with one more place to check email or something. So I got rid of that stuff. But anyway, let's see what Bob has not yet dabbled in and raise the excitement level here. W1RPQ, K1DCT, and a tip stack.
DCT, this is W1RPQ. Let's see, I want to try satellite. I've got an aero antenna coming in with the VHF-UHF setup there. So we'll start trying that. Definitely want to hit the new repeater up on the space station. CW is something I haven't dabbled in yet. Definitely want to learn that so that I can do that. EME, read a lot about that, and microwave sounds like it would be fun, although it's kind of a specialized deal, and I'm sure there's probably 100 other things in amateur radio we could do, but those are the ones I look at on the near horizon and hope that I can do some of those, some sooner than others. That's what I have for this round. This is W1RPQ. Back to Nat.
Very good, Bob. Satellite sounds interesting. The new space station repeater thing that's been out there, kind of advertised, for lack of a better term. But and of course, CW. I've done a pretty fair amount of CW, but still enjoy it. It's a great mode, but. There's more things to come. So let's see what Steve facets he has not yet explored in amateur radio. NK1V, K1DCT, and the tip stack.
NK1V, first of all, I apologize. I am powerless at the moment. I'm just upon the show.
To me, it's kind of like DMR, and it's okay, in my opinion. Of course, CW is the original digital mode, so, if you're going to explore digital mode, that's the place to go. I'm going to skip over Josh just to get everyone on the same page here, and then we'll circle back. So we'll jump over and get to Tim, KC1TWR, K1DCT in the TIPSnet. What's on your wish list for exploration into ham radio?
This is KC1TWR, and that's a good question. I'm such a jack of all trades, master of none, that I'm not sure what to, packet sounds definitely interesting. I have always been interested in the Earth, Moon, Earth, but I've only done a little bit of reading up on it, so I'm wondering what kind of equipment I'd have to use. One person had an 8-foot dish that he was using. Definitely want to give it a try, bouncing off of the new repeater that's up there in the space station. That fascinates me. And I want to see if I can build my own UHF-EHF antenna and see if I can make that work. I have the correct radios that can dual band enough to do both, listen on one, talk on the other. So that's probably my next thing that I'll work on my wish list. I've got a lot of other little projects and whatnot I'm working on in the meantime. But I would cap it off at that point and say that's what I'm interested in. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, well, good to have aims and goals and things to try. So let's go down to Jerry. I looked down the list. I'm going to say the newest ham in the list here. I'm sure he has a long list of things he wants to try. So maybe just give us the top five, Jerry. K1JMN, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
K1DCT, K1JMN. Yeah, Dave and Josh, my top priority would be D-Star, because my radio is capable of that, and I do want to take advantage of that and see how that would work for me. And then I'd like to do some digital transmission, like FT8, and I don't know about PSK31, but I have this book to get on the air with HF Digital from the ARRL second edition. So I've been reading through that, and I'm just trying to decide what would be the most efficient mode of digital communication for me. I don't want to spend too much money. So basically, since I already have D-Star capabilities, I want to start there. And that's it for now. K1JMN, back to net.
All right, very good, Jerry. I don't know what you have for an HF rig, but with a computer and a relatively modern HF rig, you can get into PSK and FT8 pretty easily. We already have those two items, so very good. Let's see what Chuck has on his wish list of things to do next in ham radio. W1FJW, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
I would like to get into amateur TV. I've done slow scan TV, and I'd like to get into ATV. That's my the one thing that I would like to do that I haven't. And by the way, I have a burning question also. I just jotted it down here. Back to net, W1FJW.
Chuck, well, before we move on, let's get your burning question out there before it causes a forest fire. Go ahead with your question.
All related to the question. As we know, there's been tragic fires out west, and the smoke plume has reached New England even. What I was wondering is if this smoke up in the atmosphere is electrically different enough from clean air to support ducting, and perhaps something akin to sporadic E propagation. It's too low for sporadic E, but it might support something akin to tropoducting if it can. I don't know. Back to net, W1FJW.
All right, well, I can't say I really have thought about that, but interesting if that could change the propagation, particularly on the higher frequency band. So, in related to what have I not done in amateur radio after 43 years, actually quite a bit. I've never been on slow scan or ATV. I haven't done EME, not really nuts about microwave. Something I would like to explore really would be some of these very low frequencies that are out there. And being a, what am I thinking here? I don't know. Actually, being the DX station, DX expedition, I would like to do that, be included in that. So, with that, let's circle back to Josh and see if he has anything to add to this, and then we'll after Josh, we'll look for some more check-ins. K0JB, K1DCT in the tip set.
K1DCT, it's K0JB. Those are all very good topics. I have interest in ATV. I have done slow scan TV. I have wanted to try. D-Star has their DV mode is actually available if you have a HF radio with the option built in. You're able to use the digital voice on HF. I have seen videos of it done online. I have not had an opportunity to try it. Probably the thing on top of my list would be building my own transmitter. Still trying to learn all the ins and outs of how all the circuits work. With the mixer and the multiplier divider circuit, and I think building a transmitter and then a receiver would be tied to that as well. As far as D-Star, I just want to mention for those that were interested in D-Star, if you don't already have the repeater list built into your D-Star radio, you go to, I think it's icomamerica.com, the manufacturer of the radio, and you can download the repeater list file in the download section for your radio, and put the repeater list in there. It's especially helpful if you do a factory reset on the radio like I did, and it wipes out all the repeater lists. The closest one I know of to here is, let me reset. Closest D-Star radio repeater I know of is the KD1STR repeater in Salem. That one is tied to the 069 Charlie reflector, and there's quite a few Connecticut that are tied on that one. I know there's one up in Vernon and one over in Hartford, and I think one in East Hampton. If anybody has any questions about the D-Star, feel free to shoot me an email, I'm sure I'd be able to dig up some information for you and point you in the right direction. And that's about all I have. K0JB, back to net.
All right, very good, Josh. Well, you've got some good aspirations there, things to try, and good information that you passed along about D-Star. I'm sure Jerry was particularly copying that down. So at this point, I'll take a little break and see if there are any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. This is your net control, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. Please come with your call sign slowly and phonetically. Here is Kilo Bravo 1 Mike Delta Foxtrot. My name here is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo, up here in Plainfield. All right, very good, Joe. Do you have any questions for anything that you've heard so far? Go ahead.
I only have one question and a story or so. Question about D-Star. Can it intermingle with DMR or Yaesu Fusion? Can they intermingle? Because I'm looking to get a jump in a bunch of network repeaters. My career of choice is an over-the-road truck driver, so I'm thinking of using DMR to call back to my home QTH, which my better half also has her ticket, and she could receive the calls on the radio. That was my question, and if you have time for a story, I got a story about some military days with communication equipment.
All right, very good, Joe. We'll put that out there. D-Star, DMR, Fusion, those are things that are not very well known to me. I know kind of vaguely what they are. DMR I'm a little more knowledgeable on, but I guess that's probably a stretch of the imagination. So, but let's go through the list and see what sort of knowledge is out there and who can point your compass in the right direction. K6PDG, we'll go to the top of the list. K1 DCT in the tip set.
All right, thank you, Dave. K6PDG, good evening to Joe. Joe, unfortunately, I can't help you with your question, but I positive somebody on the net can. Dave, I was wondering, are you using the same radio that you use in your vehicle? And the reason I'm asking, you remember a week or two ago, I think we might have been, you and I might have been talking to K1IKE, although I don't remember for sure. And you had a squealing or whining noise that developed. I'm hearing where it starts to do that. It doesn't do it badly. It squeaks for a second or two, and then it stops. I would tend to think that that's not your radio. It's something else somewhere, but I'm not sure now. Anyway, it's not bad yet. Nothing to worry about. Just giving you a heads up that it'll go, you know, for a second, and then it'll stop and it'll be fine for a couple of minutes. Let's see. Reset here. quickly back to the wish list. Elsa was, oh, and the expedition, you took the words right out of my mind. I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool to be up somewhere operating on HF and every other ham in the world wants to talk to you? That would be kind of cool. That's sort of what a de-expedition is. And I've done lighthouses. I've done a lighthouse. I'd like to do more of those. I've never done an island on the air activation. I know some of you have. And the idea of operating from an island or somewhere where you're surrounded by water, I guess that would be called an island, might be fun, like out on the Azores or even Block Island. As far as Chuck's question about troposmoke, I'll call it, I don't really know the answer. It's an interesting question. Tropospheric ducting is largely caused by what? Well, I think it's usually a temperature gradient, a difference between the temperature up high and the temperature down low. But it also seems to like moisture, like a cloud layer down low. But it doesn't have to be, I don't think. Because I've known of cases where ducting has happened and it was not a cloudy day. Let me reset. So I don't know how much it cares about moisture. And then where that smoke is, up at 25 or 30,000 feet, the composition of the air, the composition of the atmosphere is a little bit different. But then, I guess it is anyway with the different atmospheric gases. So, it's a great question. Another one of the many to which I do not know the answer. KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, very good, Kevin. Yeah, I can, this is the same radio, so the line, I've tried to trace it down, I've moved stuff.
Okay, honey.
It's okay,
baby.
Sometimes I can even hear it come out of the speaker of radio,
baby.
So I know what happened. I try and chase it, and it's very elusive, so. Yeah, as far as the smoke, yeah, I don't know. All this stuff is smoke and mirrors. So, you know, it's right up there bordering against magic. So that's about it. But let's see. Maybe W1RPQ has all the answers. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tipsnet.
This is W1RPQ. I do have all the answers, but they're not to the questions that are being asked, so I can't help you there. Two things. One, if you want to try the International Space Station, it's going to pass overhead about 39 minutes. So if you've got a setup, you can try to hit the repeater or at least listen. And the second one for Joe is, in my vehicle, I run two hotspots. One for DMR and one for Yaesu Fusion. And the reason I run the two is if you run one hotspot with both of those on it, you get stuck between the two of them while it decides which one's timing out to get to the other one. So I run those two. Josh is probably the best guy to answer your other question about the D-Star. I don't really have anything to do with that, but I do run those two hotspots, and it makes it pretty easy for me to talk all the way to Newport and back every day, so that's my approach to that one. And listening for more input, this is W1RPQ, back to net.
Well, I think that's kind of interesting right there with the two hotspots in your mobile. That's well, not something I'm probably going to do, but interesting nevertheless. NK1V, Steve put on hobby facets not touched. Let's see, what did Kevin say? Smoke Trumpo. Or maybe Joe's question about B-Star DMR. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tipsnet.
That is a very high cool factor. I don't know how practical it is, but it's just a really cool thing to do. And on the, I think, three attempts, two of which I could hear the data going back and forth with no problem whatsoever. And I could hear it through the whole session, and I was not prepared. I was scrambling to try to get my computer set up to decode it. And then the one time I was coming over, and I was all set to decode it, and everything was, seemed like it was just working fine. I barely got a couple clips of it and pieced a little bit of it, but I wasn't able to put the whole thing together. So maybe it's winter when I'm trapped indoors for a little bit longer. I kind of had a lot of fun doing that. I'm not sure what other purpose, but it's just kind of a cool thing to do, and another thing for people to look at you and think you're crazy when you do what you're doing. But back to that, and you and me.
All right, very good, Steve. You got to be aware of the Doppler shift and all that kind of stuff with the space station, satellites, all that kind of stuff. So as far as ham radio in general, to the outside world, people look at you like, I've had someone ask me, people still do that? And it's like, of course we do, but that's just me. I'm going to take a quick break here and see if there are any other check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is your net control, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Please call now.
This is Whiskey 1, Julie, ask your papa, John Cineo Grant.
Good evening, John. Any questions?
I'm sorry, no questions. I could probably answer anything about these stars. Anybody, if that's a question someone asked. W1JB.
Yes, that was a question, and I'll get you in here before we get to the questioner. But right now, Josh is up, T0JEB. I'm sure he has all the answers. K1DCT in the tip set.
1DCT, K0JB. I may have the answers, but they may not match up to the question. As far as the D-Star goes, D-Star itself is not compatible with DMR or C4FM. The only option for that would be if you can access a repeater or a hotspot that has a talk group that has a crossover bridge going from D-Star over to DMR or YSF. That's why Bob was talking about having multiple hotspots. With that being said, it's very, very simple to do C4FM and DMR back and forth, but D-Star is kind of a beast of its own where it's proprietary and they don't like to have linked systems open up to other modes. There is, however, an option where if you have a D-Star radio in your truck and your significant other has access to a cell phone, you can download the Peanut app on an Android phone. And on the Peanut app, they have quite a few of the D-Star reflectors. And you guys would probably do pretty well with being able to keep communications going that way while you're on the road. I'm not sure if there was any other questions in there, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It's K0JB, back to net.
All right, Josh, well, I knew you'd have some good input on this. Tim, KC1 TWR, you're up. Any answers to any of the questions or further comments or other questions? K1 DCT in the tip stack.
This is KC1 TWR. One comment I will make, just based on some reading I did quite a while ago. For instance, here in Connecticut, there's the Connecticut DMR net, which is kind of unique to Connecticut. Then there's the Brandmeister net, DMR system, which is much more widely used. And depending on what part of the country you're in, you're going to find either, like in Connecticut, a lot of DMR repeaters, or certain areas down south where there's very little DMR but a lot of D-Star. So I like Bob's solution to that. You can take your cell phone, create a hotspot, tie your hotspot Raspberry Pi device to it, and then talk over the radio over that. Presto changeo, you are on D-Star, DMR, Fusion, whatever it is that you choose to use. And beyond that, I don't really have that much to offer. I've dabbled with DMR, but on a very basic level, and certainly not as far as traveling goes. And I did want to read something real quick, because it came in the email. It's from the Northern Florida Section Emergency Coordinator, Carl Martin, K4HBN. It's Kilo 4 Hotel Baker, November. It's requesting that stations not directly involved with the amateur radio emergency services response to Hurricane Sandy please avoid these two frequencies. The primary is 3.950 and the secondary is 7.242. The reason for that is that they have activated four Northern Florida counties in Aries, and shelters are opening up. The power and telecommunication outages are widespread, so they're just asking people to leave those frequencies open for the nets that they need to hold. And that's all I've got. So back to net control, K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
All right, Bill, thanks for that input, Tim. Certainly want to keep those frequencies free unless you have some valuable input. So let's see, who's next here? K1JMN, Jerry. Any comments, questions have stood up to the previous conversations? This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet.
Thanks, Dave. K1JMN here. I've been thinking about that smoke in the air. I'm wondering, the basic composition is carbon. It's burnt, biologics. So I wonder, will burnt carbon up there, will reflect anything? Or does it need a negative charge or a positive charge in order to affect it? I'm thinking, is it anything like the aurora borealis, where it's charged and then reflects signals back to Earth? That's my question. I'm working around that. I'm just thinking about it. K1JMN, back to net.
All right, Jerry. It is, from burning up stuff. So, there's carbon, which is obviously a conductor, of sorts. So, I don't know if Chuck has had his question answered or maybe developed more questions. Let's find out. W1FJW, K1DCT, and TIPSTAT.
I'm thinking that the answer is yes, it will affect propagation, but in an unknown way. But it at least gives us a unique opportunity to listen and see if things are getting better or worse. Back to net, W1FJW.
Yes, we can always listen. I've heard some, a lot of us have heard some band openings recently, and maybe there's more to come. So let's go see if Joe has had any of his questions answered or maybe developed more questions. KB1MDF, K1DCT in the tip stat.
K1DCT, DTC, sorry, I butchered it. This is KB1MDF. I was looking more information on running those hot radio hotspots. Do you require to be in range of a repeater, or is that using the internet as the bridge and the input? The internet is the input, and you come out RF. I'm wondering on that nature of that beast. And would that work? Example, I'm got a load, well not example, it's the real life. I've got a load coming out of New Hampshire going to Arkansas here in the near future. And if I had such an animal on board, would that allow me to, as long as I can keep an internet connection, I could come out, say, a repeater in Connecticut if I was using DMR and come out RF, as if I was in range of said repeater. And comment also, the carbon is heated because it's burnt carbon. It still retains heat for a little while. And I have noticed that the temperatures down here have been warm during the day and cooler at night, like a blanket, that carbon acting like a blanket. I'm wondering if that is also making it troposphere ducting. Because I know of a buddy of mine that lives up in Maine that is saying that some of the emergency services getting ducting tonight, one of them keys up on their radio and it has an open door, barn door effect on it and heard some more talk on it. This is KB1MDF, back to net.
All right, well, I don't have an answer to most of your questions, and I have heard a lot of band openings on the commercial side of things, but I know John had some knowledge here that he expressed, so W1JOP, let us have your knowledge. K1DCT in the tip stack.
First, I'll make the quick one, W1GOP, about D-Star. There are ways you can, like Jerry said, do D-Star to DMR, and that's their reflector that's connected. There's a quad net, which connects all the popular digital modes into one one communication model, so you can use whatever radio you have, ESU, Wired FX, D-Star, or DMR, and it talks to something called a reflector, and everything will be connected. Now, there's only two reflectors in the U.S. area that do that. I won't go over that in D-Star, but you can get something at hotspot known as the Open Spot 3, and the Open Spot 3 will transcode from D-Star to DMR and maybe other networks. I have to look that up. The problem is there are no U.S. companies that sell the Open Spot 3. It's RF technology out of Estonia, so you have to be comfortable with ordering something international. I ordered the Open Spot 2 and it did not do transcoding, but it does every digital mode. Let me reset. The hotspot issue, you hook that up to the internet and to the station that was out there, you'd set up your cell phone in such a way where you can get your digital communications off to the hotspot off the cell phone if you have a good connection. So there are ways. I would recommend the DV Mega. The Open Spot 3 is kind of expensive, and unless you're really into D-Star and DMR, I probably would not get that. And you can build your own All you need is a Raspberry Pi. A Raspberry Pi 3 is recommended, and what's known as MMDCM hat. I forgot what MMD stands for, but that's basically a digital radio that you would connect up to your Pi Star, and you'd be able to run D Star or whatever mode you want to digitally. They already have them assembled in Gigaparts. You can buy them assembled. And you can also buy one off of Bridgecom, which Bridgecom is a little expensive, but they are out there. Anyway, back to that. This is W1JOP.
Okay. A lot of that information was way over my head, but at this point, I'm looking at the clock, and we're kind of getting late, so is there anyone that would like to check in, or is there anybody that requires another follow-up, crosstalk, something, please call now. Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango, and the Tip Stat.
0JB, what's that additional?
All right, Josh, go ahead with your additional, K1DCT.
All right, it's K0JB. For real quick, for the question that Chuck was asking about the propagation with smoke, I want to point you in the direction of a thesis that was written in 2009 by Jonathan Alexander Bone. Last name is spelled Bravo Oscar Alpha November, and he was doing his doctorate of philosophy, and he was in electrical and electronic engineering. He did a thesis on radio propagation in fire environments, and maybe that will have some information for you to read. It's quite lengthy and frankly too much for me. As far as the Pi Star stuff, I just wanted to comment that MMDVM stands for multi-mode digital voice modem, and it essentially takes the digital signal coming off your radio and converts it into zeros and ones on the computer side. And to simplify the answer, I think John was trying to say is if you do buy a hotspot, you would have internet connectivity with it by using Wi-Fi hotspot on your cell phone while you're traveling. And if you're able to keep internet connection on your cell phone, the hotspot will work, and it acts as a small mini repeater that your radio in the truck would talk to. Hope that helps. It's K0JB back to net.
All right, very good, Josh. Yeah, thanks for that input. Any other follow-up to the next section of the TipsNet? Please call now.
W1RPQ with a comment.
All right, Bob, go ahead with your comment. W1RPQ, K1DCT in the TipsNet.
K1DCT, this is W1RPQ. For Joe, sounds like you got a lot of questions, so I would recommend that you look up Josh or myself, K0JEB or W1RPQ on QRZ. Send us an email, and we can probably chat with you and answer a lot of questions a lot easier. This is W1RPQ, back to net.
All right, I'll just check with Joe. You copy that information, KB1MDF, K1DCT. K1
DCT. This is KB1MDF. I copy all the information. I will do go ahead and look you all up when I get back to a computer. I understand most of what you guys have been talking about. You just cleared up some of the bugs. The only thing I'm wondering, only one question left that I have. When I talk to that hotspot from that radio, and it goes through the hotspot of the phone, now I'm using the internet connection, and I'm going to come out as an, using the internet as the bridge to go out a repeater that is connected to the internet, correct? True or false? And then that, I'm just wondering if that is, say, talk in Arkansas, I come out in Connecticut via DMR internet. That's all the questions I have. KB1 MDF, and I will look it up on QRZ.
Zero JB can answer that.
Hi, Josh, go ahead. K1 DCT.
K0 JB, yes. The answer is yes. You would most likely want to use the Connecticut statewide DMR talk group. 3109. If you program a hotspot to use the Brandmeister network and access talk group 3109, that will connect up to the statewide CT statewide DMR talk group that I believe is available on pretty much all the repeaters linked here in Connecticut. It's K0JB back to that.
Okay, any other quick comments, input to the questions on the floor? Please come now. K1 DCT in the tip stack. All right, I think it's been a productive evening. I've learned a few things, and hopefully somebody else has, and those that were looking for questions answered have at least gotten partial answers. At this point, going to move into the second section for announcements and items of interest. If anyone has something that fits that category, please call now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tipsnet.
KA6PDG.
Zero JB with one item.
All right, very good. We'll take you in order. KA6PDG, go ahead with your announcement.
Two very quick items, the first being a reminder about the Raycon Club meeting on the air tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. local time on the N1NW repeater system in Norwich. That's the Raycon Club meeting. Visitors are welcome. Members are encouraged. Item number two, just a reminder, if you hear something on the TIPSnet that you want to hear again, or you miss a net, or you want to go back and review something, you can listen to or download recordings of these nets when you go to am1700.org/tipsnet. Once again, that's AM as in Alpha Mike, 1700.OscarRomeoGolf/tipsnet. And you may find on nights like tonight when the ducting is very pronounced that the PL decode will be being used on the receiver, so you may not hear the repeater ID and courtesy tone. Don't let that throw you. I only use that when the ducting is severe. Nothing further. K6PDG back to Nat.
John, thank you for those announcements. Josh, K0JB, go ahead with your announcements.
That's K0JB. I just want to mention that the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's been having their breakfast, and I'm not sure if that's what Kevin just mentioned, but been having a breakfast net here on the Salem computer every morning, 8 a.m., except for, I believe, Sundays. And so it's a good time to get together, chat about what you're having for breakfast, and talk about what your plans are for the day. It's a pretty good little net to
fun. So if you got a chance, join us. It's K0JBBeck.net.
All right, Josh, thanks for the reminder. And yes, I've checked in there many times, and just a fun little thing to a little chat time in the morning. Just, get your day started if it, in case it sputtered out. With that, announcements for the TIPSnet. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango. All right, we'll move into the third section, or I could say the third half, as I used to hear on a very popular radio show. Moving into the third half, we're going to look for cells, swap, seeking, amateur-related items. Anyone fit into that category, please call now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango.
K0JB has two items to list.
All right, Josh, go ahead with your items.
All right. First off, I have a 15-inch AOC USB monitor for sale. Looking to get $50 for it. Does have a couple of blemishes on there. The screen is pretty good. I just don't use it, and it's pretty good shape. Probably just needs a little dusting, but $50 for that. And I have a standard signal generator. I do not have any wires for it. It does have the power cord. It's bigger than a desktop stereo. Probably weighs about 25 pounds. I have not tested it. I bought it at auction, and I really don't have a use for it. Make me a best offer on the signal generator, and I can see about even delivering it. So it's K0JB, back to net.
Okay, one question about the signal generator frequencies.
Going through the dial here, it looks like 180 to 400 megacycles. It looks like there's quite a few. If anybody's interested, please send me an email after the net, and I'll take the time to go through and check the dial. Like I said, I've never tested it. It still has a sticker on there from when I got it. It says it works, but I don't know. Sorry, hope that helps, K0JB.
Okay, frequency coverage, I guess, is we'll describe as lots. So, anyone have any follow-up or questions for what was listed, please call now. All right, well, it's time to turn the lights up, put the stools up on the table. We're going to make this last call for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Of any additional check-ins, please call now. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, your net control. All right, hearing none, that was last call. No further check-ins. I'm going to close the net at this time. I want to thank all those that participated to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. And thanks to all that stood by as we conducted the net. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month. Presently, that meeting is held on the air on this frequency at 7 p.m. On the second Tuesday of the month, and is open to all properly licensed amateurs to check in, and all those that are not licensed to listen. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.org. I want to thank John, W1AN, for the use of the W1DX repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta.